It's misleading to think that the Buddha is divine in either of these senses, either in a physical sense or in the sense in which we identify the Buddha with his teaching. The Dharma for Buddhists, really, I mean, you have to be frank about this, is beyond the gods. The gods arise and pass away in the Indian tradition, but the Dharma is eternal. And it remains. And in that sense, it's possible to speak of the Buddha, as was done especially later in the Mahayana tradition, as being eternal, in the sense that he has left behind with us, with his community, the body of his teaching. Now, the job that we have now in this lecture is to begin to dig into the content of that teaching, try to understand what the Buddha told his disciples about the nature of the world that allowed them in some way to reproduce in their own experience the experience of his awakening. In the discourse on the turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the so-called Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, it gives the account of the Buddha's first sermon. The traditional summary of the teaching is given in four categories, the so-called Four Noble Truths. I'll simply list these for you to start with, and then we'll talk about each one of them in more detail. The first is the truth of suffering, or dukkha. The second, the truth of the arising of suffering. The third is the truth of the cessation of suffering, and here the word is nirvana, a word that I'm sure is familiar to most of you, or nibbana. And the fourth noble truth is the truth of the path that leads to the cessation of suffering. I should say, incidentally, in passing here, as we move through these categories, that I've shifted the language that I'm working with from Sanskrit to a language called Pali. This is the language of the traditional scriptures of Southeast Asia, the scriptures of the Theravada tradition. And you can think of it as a vernacular, a popular form of Sanskrit. It was spoken in one of the regions of India shortly after the death of the Buddha. When we come back to the Mahayana in a later lecture, we'll come back to using Sanskrit because Sanskrit became the standard language in the classical Buddhist tradition shortly after the beginning of the Common Era. Now, you might imagine, as you're listening to me talk about this, you might raise a question about how Pali is related to Sanskrit. There obviously are lots of technical ways you can go from one language to the other, but the way that I tell my students to try to generate the Pali form whenever you know the Sanskrit is to take a box of Kleenex and stuff your mouth with Kleenex and try to pronounce the Sanskrit. And out will come the Pali. We only know one place where this is true right now, the relationship between the word nirvana, which is quite precise, actually. Nirvana, you see, you have to use your tongue in quite a precise way to say that word. But imagine that you've got your mouth stuffed with Kleenex and try to say nibbana, nibbana. You get the Pali. Now, this probably won't help you too much on your first Pali examination in graduate school, but at least it'll help you feel the connection between these two languages. Now, the best place for us to begin, of course, is with the first of these noble truths, the truth of dukkha, the truth of suffering. Some say that if you understand the truth of suffering, you really understand all of the four noble truths by implication. Now, the truth of suffering is expressed in the simple claim that all is suffering. The phrase here, the Pali phrase, might be worth remembering, is sabbam dukkham. If you're listening to this lecture, you might even want to repeat this phrase, sabbam dukkham. When I talk to my students at Boston University about this, right at the beginning of the semester, everyone's feeling pretty optimistic, actually, about all the things that are going to come in the course of the semester. And I tell them to try to imagine the way they're going to feel when final exams arrive. And they've got a couple of papers due in 2 days. They haven't done the research. Exams are a couple of days later. How do you feel after you've spent all night trying to write a paper? Sabum ducum. All is suffering. Say it with a kind of dolorous intensity, with a long face. Sabum ducum. All is suffering.